One of the startling statistics in looking at this is that there are actually more journalists who've had themselves waterboarded to prove it's torture than there are actually terrorists who have been waterboarded. And it's
almost an equal number of lawyers, too. No, I mean, seriously, in order to offer a judgment on this, there would be people who said, I want to be able to experience it.
And for the record, that was not me. I wasn't quite prepared to go that far in my legal research. So. But there was a lawyer in our office who was closely monitoring the program on a day-to-day basis who, in fact, agreed to do that.
And tens of thousands of American servicemen have been in waterboard. And I think right now the only people we still waterboard are Americans in uniform. So waterboarding continues, just not of terrorists.